What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gregway in the car. Gregway in the car. And I know what you're thinking, Greg. Where the fuck have you been? Thursday and Friday, no Gregway. That's unacceptable. And I agree, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think I brought it up in the Wednesday Gregway. But our nanny went down sick. And so that meant, you know, all hands on deck. Let's really throw the schedule out the fucking window. Which, of course, bent me out of shape. Stressed me and Jen out. It was fine. You know, I mean, obviously we love Ben, we love hanging out with him, but you know, Thursday and Friday were originally for me basically booked to be just play Starfield days for the review. Had to pivot off of that. You know, I played a lot of Starfield still, but not, you know, the nonstop, my eyes bleed, you know, 9 to 5 day like I was planning. But anyways, they basically pivoted to work from home days. And while work from home days are great, they're also stressful because it's, you know, my calendar's booked out and it's very much like off the, you know, map for this to take care of Ben, this pass him off to Jen to do whatever. And for some reason, when I work from home, even though it's not at all a weekend or a vacation or a half day, it cues in my brain like it is, and I never book the Gregways in there. I apologize. Of course, you all know that I'm good for them. I will give you longer Gregways to make up for it. Remember, if you're new around here, for some reason, you jumped into the 28th episode of the month of Gregway. I guess that's not correct, but you know what I mean. I promise you 5 minutes a day, and I usually go over, or I often go over, I should say. So basically what I need from you is go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and go to this post where you got it from, even though it probably got served to an RSS feed or it got put into YouTube emails or whatever the fuck it is, and leave me a bunch of questions there so I can kind of pick, choose, go longer. I'd like to get that done tomorrow because, of course, it is a crazy week. I'd like to give you an extra long Gregway tomorrow to make up for that because, number one, I want to get it to you before this month ends. I know not everybody will stay here at this Patreon tier. Thank you so much for being this Patreon tier for next month in September. So I don't want it to be that, like, I give you a long one on September 1st or something and that totally be like, hey, what are you doing? I didn't do that. And then also, like, the deeper you get in the week, the crazier it gets, right? Like, Thursday is the big day. Starfield review, 9 a.m. Pacific time, which also means that the marathon stream of Mike and me and kind of passing a baton around going as long as we can with Starfield starts Thursday at 9 a.m. as well. And then that afternoon, not only is it a PS I love you, it's going to be an XCast FAQ. The end of the week is stacked with Starfield launch stuff. I'm doing the day shift on Friday. If you marathon Mike to 24 hours of playing Starfield stream, I take over Friday morning and go through the day till 7 o'clock. I think I start it. Maybe 9, maybe 10, I forget. Anyways, this is all explained, I think, in housekeeping I saw go through, or maybe I'm telling you too much, but you're Patreon people, I don't mind. While I'm here, I think I'm going to put up a post. I need to bounce this idea off Blessing, but I might need call-ins for this episode of PS I Love You XOXO this week. So look for a special post about that, and we will talk about what that means later. But for now, going into work, I'm really happy with the shirt I'm wearing. As you know, the one and only Mill Valley pasta man that I met at the farmer's market who became a good friend, Tony, he's going to feed Andy mac and cheese for the first time. Andy's never had mac and cheese. On the October stream, you guys funded Andy eating mac and cheese, and we said the pasta man from Mill Valley Pasta would come and make the mac and cheese for Andy. He gave me a shirt. I went to the farmer's market, he came over, had a drink with us a couple nights ago. And I've always been complimenting him on his work shirts that say Mill Valley Pasta. There's a patch here. And he gave me one. I was like, thank you very much. I will wear this because it's a collared shirt. And this is still the collared shirt era of Greg. Speaking of which, I went to Target the other day. Trying to save some money. We're trying not to go to Target as much. We're going to Costco, right? Because we have a Costco card now. But Target was next door. And I was like, you know what, Jen? We said we were going to save money. And Jen's like, yes, but it's a Halloween time soon. We should see if they have Halloween decorations. I'm like, yes, of course. But more importantly, I got a tweet from a kind of funny best friend that they had cool Ghostbuster pajamas at Target with like Vigo on them and the Scolari brothers, like deep cut Ghostbuster shit. And I was like, she's like, let's go. So we went in there, we wandered around, no sign of the pajamas. I then looked at my phone and it turned out those pajamas, and these are for kids, by the way. I mean, I'd wear them if you could make them in my size. It was Target Australia. And I was like, God fucking damn it. Once again, Australia, all tucked away up there next to Norway, getting all the cool stuff. But maybe one day it'll make it here to the States. Oh, and while I was at, I was like, why did I start talking about Target? I bought another collared shirt there. It's just like, I think Halloween looking one. It's like that like pumpkin, yellow, orange, checkered flannel. Oh, fall's here. It looks great. I didn't even think about it. When I moved into collared shirt Greg era, it never even dawned to me that like work shirts got collars. flannel shirts have collars. I'm gonna fucking look great, guys. I already do look great. I'm getting comments left and right, but like, the collar shirt era is fucking killing right now. Even though I'm recording, this is awesome today. I gotta wear a wrestling t-shirt, but I won't wear it on our stuff. Probably, maybe I will. We'll see. Cause it's another big day, of course. Games Daily here in a second. WWE shoot. Kind of Funny podcast. When will this post? I don't know. I try to get these to Greg as soon as I get in. Cool, Greg. But often I fuck that up, and then I upload them after Games Daily. But then he's into a million things. Sometimes he comes in a bit late. Blah blah. I try to be good with these. I struggle, as you know. But I'm always here for you. Like I said, patreon.com/kindoffunny. I need questions and thought starters and little things you'd like me to go into in a longer Greg way. I would love to do a live Greg way like we did that one time, but I doubt I'll have that much time and bandwidth. Like, when I do that, it means it's locked into the schedule, and, like, tomorrow's another day of I am on something in the afternoon that I need to look into. I don't remember off the top of my head, so I'm, like, I put Starfield on the calendar to try to make some time up that I lost with the nanny being sick. Well, I'll tell you what, Ben's cute. Got to hang out with him a lot, obviously, last week with no nanny. Got to hang out with him all weekend. Good kid. I like that kid. His birthday's coming up. We started planning his party. We're very excited. It's going to have a train theme. Ben is very into trains. Yeah. I didn't watch All In, but I watched All On the way I watched most of my WWE content from AEW, which was just looking at TikToks and reaction videos and breakouts on Twitter and stuff. Looked like a crazy show. That suplex on the windshield. Holy shit. And then, of course, CM Punk being CM Punk. Got to get in a fight with somebody. I digress. I don't know enough about AEW to talk about it. But I like MJF quite a bit. I really liked what I've seen with him and Adam Cole and their friendship and stuff like that. Good stuff there. Tried to watch the latest episode of My Adventures of Superman with Ben. Got too scary too fast. Superman, of course, has been captured at this point in the story. It was a little scary, so we stopped it. We didn't do that. Ran into a new show this morning on Netflix with Ben. I'm going to fuck it up. It's like Go Go Cole something or other. Go-Go Caleb Cole or Cole Caleb, I don't know. But it's these cars, anamorphic cars that live in a world. And goddamn, the animation's beautiful. They went bowling in one of the ones I saw today. It was very good. I liked it a lot. Very charming show. This is just rapid fire off the top of my head thoughts, you know? We bought a melon at the farmer's market. I don't know what kind of melon it is, but it's not a melon I'm used to. It's not honeydew. It's not a watermelon. We didn't open it yet. Jen didn't open it. I didn't just buy this randomly. Jen told me about it. Go get that melon. I'm like, all right. Got the goddamn melon, you know. I thought I did something else fun. Out of the ordinary. Kicked a ball a lot with Ben. Ran Cole around. Oh, we went to the baseball field. Ben was throwing a baseball real good. That kid's gonna play a lot of sports, I'll tell you what. I gotta dust up a lot of rules on every sport imaginable. I know nothing about soccer, so that's gonna be a learning curve for me. Baseball I know enough, but I need to probably play the show a little bit to catch up. Because he loves baseball. Loves trucks, loves RC cars, loves garbage trucks, loves Superman. Loves the Ghostbuster cars. He has a lot of Ecto-1s, because I saw him being so into his cars that I was like, all right, I'll start breaking out the Ecto-1s and giving him the Ecto-1s. But he doesn't care much about Slimer. I mean, he likes Slimer's counting book, but he doesn't like the Slimer toys he has. Stay Puft, not really feeling it. He doesn't have any attached to them. I gave him one Winston to put inside the Ecto-1, and he doesn't really play with Winston outside of the Ecto-1, so he's still very vehicle motivated, which is fine. That can be the gateway to Ghostbusters. I don't mind that. But it's been interesting to watch how his little head wraps around these ideas. Of course, Ghostbusters is another one where it's like a little bit that, you know, like the cartoon, I think also, yeah, I didn't think so. When Ben was way younger, Jen wasn't paying attention. I was letting him watch real Ghostbusters left and right. He's having a great time. But then recently I put one on, and Jen's like, this is too scary for him. I'm like, really? I don't think it's that bad. But whatever you say, Mom, I'm not going to argue with Mom on this, you know what I mean? We need a more friendly thing. But then it's weird now, because I think, you know, as Ben comes more and more online, he has more and more feelings about what he's watching and seeing. And so, like, Superman making him uncomfortable was interesting. Because it was like, oh, okay, cool, like, you're processing that he's in pain, that he's like, something's wrong here with the situation. Whereas I bet, you know, I'm thinking of him watching real Ghostbusters in, what, March? Maybe he didn't have that same level of figuring out something was wrong with the GBs. But who knows? Oh, yeah, this is just a train of thought, Greg Way. Again, if you've just jumped into a random Greg way, I usually don't just train a thought. I try to have a purpose for it. But this can be a Greg potpourri of just what was happening in my head. I'll tell you what, I drive... Oh, this is funny. Oh my God, this is hilarious. So yesterday, or no, 2 days ago, over the weekend, was the final run of us putting up sample content from Patreon to try to encourage people to come over for Patreon Pledge Month. And one of the one we put up was the first Greg way, which if you remember was me in the car for like 20 minutes crying about Portillo. And I remember that it was about me crying about Portillo. I forgot that like a big part of it was like I was also upset that somebody had said some comment about like me not exemplifying Jesus. Me, it's hard to drive and think sometimes. Me profiteering off of Portillo's death. That's not what I mean. Exploiting. That's what I was looking for. Exploiting Portillo's death to make people come to Patreon or whatever, which I thought was hilarious. I was really angry about it in the thing, and I did the video, and everybody's super responsive. Then I thought it was really funny. I was like, when we were like, oh, we should put out these things, and I planned it. I was like, oh, I remember really liking that first Greg way, completely forgetting that the first Greg way was like, I would never exploit Portillo's death. This isn't even what it's about. I thought that's a funny part. There was a comment in it. You're going to love where this is actually going. This is how my mind works. There was a comment on it, right, that was... there was like a couple negative ones, obviously, because no matter what we put out, there's always a couple negative out of the hundreds of amazing things you guys leave. There was one negative, though, of like, it's fucking... insult. I'm paraphrasing, but this is the mood of it for sure. It's fucking insulting that this guy would sit here in his $250,000 car and beg for money on Patreon. And then he really went in a bunch of other shit railing on us. And some guy's like, what car does he drive? I drive a Mini Cooper. I don't even drive a Mini Cooper S because I was like, I don't want to spend an extra $3,000 or $5,000 or whatever it was on the S. And I do regret it. I should have done it because like, sometimes I get on the highway and it is like, ooh, am I going to get fucking destroyed? Anyways, though, I thought that was funny. Where all this was driving in the random potpourri is I wanted to call out, I think often now, about when that mini, that Volkswagen bus electric version that Tim talked about on the podcast comes out. I'm like, I should probably get that. I should probably trade. I haven't looked into the price. I should probably trade the Ecto-1 in for that because I love the Ecto. I love having a car that looks like the Ecto-1. I got the, you know, if you ever seen my Instagram from last Halloween, I got the magnetic decals for the doors, so it looks like the Ecto-1. I love that, and I love the Mini Cooper. The Mini Cooper's amazing. But it's that idea of, like, Jen and I were talking about, oh, you know, well, eventually Ben's going to go to school, and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 and, like, she's like, I'm sure we'll have to change, you know, like, the schedules, and, like, you drop them off, and I pick them up, and blah, 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 and I'm like, yeah, of course. And then I started thinking about it of, like, you know, my car, I always think of as like Apollo space shuttle, or not even a space shuttle, the capsule, the Apollo capsule, of like, it's got a purpose, it's getting me to and from the thing, and that's it. And so like when it was the only car, and we had Ben, and then there was a car seat in the back there, it was tight. It was tight, and we're talking about a newborn in the back in a car seat. Just started then thinking about like adding in a different kind of car seat for a toddler, for a, you know, 3, 4, 5 year old or whatever, it's like, huh. Maybe if, and because I never really, we have a SUV for, we got when I went, when the office opened, we bought another car so that there would be a car at home all the time with Benny and Jen. And so that's great. And that's the weekend car and that's the get things done car and that's the family car. Whereas this is kind of, again, my Apollo 11 shuttle, whatever. But like, if I'm going to start having to drop him off at school eventually, like not tomorrow, but like, I'm like, huh, I'm probably gonna need a different setup in here. And I was like, damn, that Volkswagen bus looks pretty cool. Again, I have not looked at the price. I'm sure it's outrageous, and that will be what stops me. But I love the idea of an electric car. I love the idea of an electric car that isn't a fucking Tesla. So yeah, I think, and it looks cool. My mom cracked me up when she came out here the first time, and I had the Ecto, and she was like, oh yeah, nice car, got in. And she's like, yeah, but well, like, you know, what's the gas mileage like? And I'm like, good. She's like, she like laughed at me. I'm like, I don't know, I didn't pay attention. I'm like, I usually get like, I look and I like, I was pretty close to that. I was like, I think I get like 290, 300 to the tank or whatever, because I still, even though it means nothing to me, I do the reset like my dad always did when he kept like notes about it, the cars or whatever. She's like, all right, well, how big's the gas tank? And I'm like, I don't know, it costs like 65, 70 bucks to fill up. I'm such a child, right? Because I was like, it was either going to be a Tesla or this, and I went with the Ecto-1 looking car. And so then it's like, well, now this Volkswagen car looks cool and it's electric, so maybe that's what I do one day. to make sure I can get Benny where I want to take Benny. But I digress, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a fun just air it all out. You know what I mean? Blank piece of paper. Just write. Don't stop writing. That was always a fun exercise in school. Can't believe Ben's going to start school soon. And not like school, not soon, like 2 weeks, but like preschool in a year. We got to start touring preschools. What? Kid just came out. He's brand new still. Stickers are still on. I don't know. Also, can you imagine if I walk into one of these schools and they're like, are you Greg Miller? Like, ah, fuck. Yay. I listened to you while I was in college. Well, Jesus, you should not be teaching my kid. I know you're a fucking psychopath then. Just like me. Oh, did you see that tweet I put up today about PC gamers? Oh my god, it's good. I'm gonna have a lot of fun on Games Daily with it, I think. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming up on the office. It's been nice catching up with you for this 15 minutes. I don't even need it, but still give me your suggestions. Because, like, I just fucking crushed this. There you go. I wasn't even doing it for the time. I just like talking. I like hearing my own voice. I like thinking. I do think, you know, one-man podcasting is a skill, a trait. And I'm not even talking about myself here. I'm talking about the one and only Sam Roberts. Sam Roberts does Not Sam Wrestling. It's, I would say, my favorite wrestling podcast. And he does it all by himself. Every week, comes out, delivers an hour and 15, hour and a half long show, hour long show, where he recaps everything that happened in wrestling, his thoughts, his opinions, what he would have done, what he wouldn't have done, takes mail and stuff. Like, I think it's one of those that he's so good at it that you could listen to it and not stop for a second and think about, like, holy shit, this guy's doing this entire thing by himself. And I'm sure he's got help, like, in terms of, like, producers or whatever. I mean, like, he's just talking and making it compelling and not fucking up and not, you know what I mean, do it. Like, that's such a skill. It always takes me back to when I watched Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I like Diners, I like Triple D. I don't watch it, like, regularly or anything, but, you know, if it's on, I'm gonna be like, oh, that's cool. And I remember watching an episode, I think it was with Steimer, because it was a while ago, and it, like, guy got out of his car, delivered his whole thing, got to the door, opened it up, and of course they cut to B-roll and a VO of what he was doing over or whatever, and I turned, and I was just like, people give Guy Fieri so much shit, for, and I'm not even, I can't remember if he's fucking weird conservative, I don't even mean like that, I mean so much shit as a, man, I hate that he eats this weird food, and how he looks, and how he acts, and yada, 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 blah, blah. You can come across. Okay. I you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I mean, just like, they just hate Guy. They just hate Guy. Because he's, you know, loud and obnoxious. I don't know why this would resonate with me. But I watched that clip, and it was just like, so few people understand how hard it is to do what he just did and be natural about it. Like, I urge you to try to memorize something and then walk from your front door to your refrigerator and open it on your mark at the right time and make it all look natural. Like, that is so fucking difficult. I did a thing, you know, I don't act often, if ever. I guess I don't act often. And there was a time, fuck, I forget what the gig was. But I remember it was Skybound. I was doing a thing for Skybound. I guess maybe, no, because it was scripted, so it wasn't something at IGN, because I know me and Sean did a documentary once at IGN about it. In progress. And it was a gig. It wasn't like editorial, and they gave me a thing they needed me to do. And I remember how fucking, and this is like, not like 2007, Greg, this is like right now, Greg Miller, Kind of Funny, Up at Noon, yada, yada, yada. Like, I'm at the apex of my powers. And I remember how fucking hard it was for me to, like, walk, talk, and hit the thing they wanted, like, certain things lined up. It's like, that shit's so hard. Anyways, back to what I'm saying is, like, I think I'm a good podcaster. I think I'm doing really good right now just fucking talking to you about garbage, right? But imagine if I wanted to make certain points, or if I wanted to keep going, or if I wanted to have, you know, not just a free-form conversation. I digress. I made it all the way to the office, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to do this and do Games Daily and say goodbye.